This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And we both went recently and watched the production Totem, which is a Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
And bloody loved it, didn't we?
Down at Flemington, and we are joined by one of the cast members. Hi, John.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're not a local, are you?
I am not a local. I'm from the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts?
I live in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want to know how long you've been with the company.
Let's see. I auditioned and was selected in 2009. This is my first touring show, though.
Right. Yeah. No, you're normally be based in LA and you do them there.
I did special events for the company in Los Angeles from 2009 until, I was cast in February of 2014 for this show.
How does it come about? How do you train or become a part of, that leads you to, I guess, audition for Cirque du Soleil?
Well, leading to the audition, what happened was I took some clowning workshops in Los Angeles, and one of the teachers that I studied with works and performed with Cirque du Soleil, and he recommended that I audition for the company.
Right.
And 2009, I went and I auditioned. It was there was about 100 of us. And they just kind of kill you off one by one until there's a few.
Like literally?
Literally.
Wow.
Left standing.
God, it is. Lucky that
you still have scars, but it heals. Things heal quickly.
Thank God you're good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, fortunately.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have been meeting John, would we?
This never would have happened.
No. Now, what is your role, for those that have not been yet, or even if you have been, what is your role in this?
I'm one of the clowns.
Yes.
I'm one of two clowns.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the talkative clown. I'm the red clown.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Red clowns are the stupid, talkative one. Not far from my true self.
Yeah.
And
I catch you.
Yeah.
You know what it is that I was saying a little earlier, it is, for me, it's the best one. It is a mix of everything that makes it really, really work. You laugh, your mind is blown by the various people are doing.
Talent.
How on earth are you doing that when you watch it, which is exactly what you want, you know?
Right.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it's
absolutely amazing.
The artists, they perform acts of, superhuman thing. They're just...
Yes.
They are superhuman, and they work tremendously hard at those.
Well, you all do, because the moment you get in there, it builds, doesn't it? And that's the idea,
Right.
I know this is a bit dumb, but even when you're the usher, it was like, yes, bright, nice, hi. You go into a lot of venues, and you don't get that. So they're obviously, everybody's in on it, otherwise it doesn't work.
Right.
Don't you reckon?
Because
when you arrive somewhere there's just... eating some miserable whatever.
Job you had that time.
I wasn't very good at it.
Yeah.
Selling program. But it's all of the above. It's got to be all in or nothing.
Yes.
Right.
It's an experience from the get go.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm.
So,
pass that on.
Yeah, could you? I mean, if you were to describe Totem, how would you do that?
Well,
would you use words?
I would use words.
Yes, because it is the radio, but I know you're a clown.
Yeah, the mime thing won't work here, will it?
Do you get offended when people call you a clown then?
No, I don't mind at all. Because
it's what you are.
Do you know there's a phobia? There's a real phobia of clowns, chaulrophobia, that I suffer from.
Right.
It makes it very difficult for my job.
Just don't look in the mirror.
I don't. But
it is difficult to describe, though, isn't it?
What it is. I think on print, it's a show about human evolution, and it kind of looks at from a Native perspective, as far as Native American culture and the motif of the turtle, and it just kind of follows human evolution and these through these acts of, like I said, superhuman skills.
Yes,
and I think it's a celebration of the potential of humanity. That's what I'd like to think of it as being.
And all done in the most spectacular and interesting and unusual and really awe-inspiring way.
Yeah. And it's the reputation that they've built up over the years, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a 30-year-old company. Yeah.
And all around the world as well. Amazing.
All over the globe. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, when is it on, Glenn?
Well, it's on now right up until the 29th of March. It is, of course, called Cirque du Soleil Totem. Go to CirqueDuSoleil.com for your tickets and all other information.
So you've got a bit left, 3 weeks left, is it?
Five.
5 weeks.
5 weeks in Melbourne.
I can't count.
Yeah, it's okay.
And you're loving it?
Loving Melbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than in anywhere else?
Much more than Los Angeles, my hometown.
How would it compare to, say, other places in Australia?
Oh, I know what you're trying to get me to say.
No.
Oh,
only if you
you're
want
trying to get me to say that, that I like Melbourne more than I liked Sydney.
That's well,
Sydney was lovely. It's beautiful, great beaches. We had a wonderful time, food, etc. We made good friends there, but I really prefer Melbourne.
John, you're welcome back whenever you want.
Thank you. I'd love to come back tomorrow.
Done.
See ya.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.